A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, April 21st, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about attempts by the opposition to forge a coalition ahead of the 2018 elections.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Chinu chinonzi memorandum of understanding. Igwaro rinopa chibvumirano chemapolitical parties chekuti takuzoshanda tose. Asi hachitaure mashandiro azvichaitwa. Chikubvumirana chete kuti takuzoshanda tese. Saka memorandum of understanding iyi inotanga nekutaura zvokuti chii chakaipa muZimbabwe. Zvakakosa chikosha sei kuti mapato abatane. Yotaura iyo kuti chakakosha kuti mapato abatane kuda kuwandudza mavoti achatorwa na presidential candidate. Uye zvekuwirirana kuti chawana presidential candidate mumwe chete. Asi yovha yaenda kuzotaura zvakare kuti pachasarudzwa vanhu vaviri vaviri kubva mupolitical party imwe chete, wachabva ku NPP, wachabva ku MDC, vachange vachiita nhaurirano yekuti coalition iyi kana kuti alliance iyi ichafambiswa sei somuenzaniso kuti ma MP tichamasarudza sei.
Ngetusa kakhulu nguHorseman Onqube ubaba singakhohlwa ukuthi eqala ukuhlamuka ku MDC vele kwathiwa ungumthengisi ulisitheni ngwezana, kodwa into aseyenzile usetshengisa ukufakaza ukuthi vele yena ngokwakhe is just an opportunist politician uyasetshenziswa. It's very sad.
Ukuvumelana indlela yokusebenzisana sindawonye lokuthi sizosebenzisana njani kodwa kuningi kuzavela kuzakhulunywa kuyiwa phambili.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about attempts by Zimbabwe's opposition parties to forge an alliance to challenge the 37-year reign of President Robert Mugabe and his ruling ZANU-PF party.
MDCT President Moken Tsvangirai, former Vice President Joyce Mujuru of the National People's Party and MDC leader Professor Welshman Ngobe signed a memorandum of understanding that political analysts say will lead to the formation of a coalition of opposition parties to challenge the ruling ZANU-PF party in the 2018 general elections. The parties have been engaging in secret talks for months.
But can a coalition work? Zimbabwe has more than 50 registered political parties, several of which have set their eyes on the grand prize of the presidency in 2018. But if sentiments by analysts or even the country's president are anything to go by, individually or as a coalition, the opposition parties are not a match against him or his revolutionary and incumbent ZANU-PF party, fractured as it is by alleged factionalism.
Now, if you wish to join the show, you can actually watch us on Facebook, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, 001-202-465-0318. And we've got a number that you can call, 001-202-619-2077. So, let's talk right now.
Onguka hamawadiwa makasununguka kuti munge muchifona kuti muchitipewo pfungwa dzenyu pakuti zvakakosha sei kuti mapato anopikisa munyika anga achishanda pamwe chete kuti anga achikwikwidzana neZANU-PF musarudzo dzegore rinouya. Vamwe vanoti aiwa kutungana kwembudzi hapana chinobuda, asi vamwe vari kuti vanofanira kubatana nekuti chara chimwe hachitswanye inda. Toda kunzwawo kubva kwamuri kuti muri kuonawo sei nyaya iyi, nekuti svondo rino takaona vatsvangirai vachinyorerana chibvumirano kutanga naamai Joyce Mujuru vebato reNPP vachizonyorerana chimwe chibvumiranozve namuzvinafundo Hoshman Ncube neZuro Gibbs.
Ye, kunjalo ke blessing. Zulu kandaba lingalithola njani lapha likhona khona ngapho? Dina lapha ke siyaphila. Ye. Ingxoxo egudwini ungaziwe ngapha eZimbabwe ukukhulunywa khona ukuthi sokulesivumelwano esilotshwe iMDCT kaMorgan Tsvangirai kuzobuya ke leMDC kaProfessor Washman Ncube kuzobuya njalo nje lebandla lika Joyce Mjuru iNational People's Party. So ke abantu babuza ukuthi kambe kuya ngapi khonoku njalo nxa sokubuya ukukhetho kambe kuzadingwa njani laba bazamela idala leParliamente leSenate njalo lo mongameli. So ke naludaba zulukandaba asixoxene.
Of course, to help us to dissect this issue is MDC spokesperson, Mr. Obet Gutu. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Good evening, blessing. Good evening, listeners. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, you can fire away.
For a start, Mr. Gutu, thank you so much for joining us. But it seems as if the memorandum of agreement, the document itself, is only, you know, in the hands of these parties, and we can't access it. Is it possible for us to get it so that we can analyze it? And then secondly, where do you think this coalition is going?
Good. Let me start by just saying that the memorandum of understanding, the MOU, is obviously for now not yet in the public domain, because, as you know, this is work in progress. It's an MOU. It's not yet a coalition pact. So I want listeners to be able to distinguish between a memorandum of understanding and a coalition pact. Those are two very distinct concepts or very distinct agreements. And a memorandum of understanding is exactly what it is. It's a memorandum of understanding. It's like setting the ground for eventually arriving at with a coalition. So maybe in the fullness of time, the full details of the MOU will be in the public domain. But for now, since this is work in progress, it was not very apt, it was not very strategic to put the full details of the MOU or the MOUs into the public domain. But listeners should understand that, like I've already indicated, this is work in progress. An MOU is like part of the roadmap towards a coalition. And a lot of things are happening, and as they happen, and as and when matters are then ripe enough for public announcement, they will be announced as happened with the two MOUs between our party and the NPP and also the NDC led by Professor Washington Muller. So listeners should just be patient. Like I've already indicated, a lot of things are happening, and happening very rapidly, but there is actually a very good indication that eventually there's a real big likelihood of a grand coalition to face the ZANU-PF regime in next year's election.
But President Robert Mugabe has already preempted this attempt at forming a grand coalition, saying that it won't work. He actually said 0 + 0 = 0.
We are not surprised. What I can tell you, blessing, what I can also tell the listeners is that ZANU-PF is actually cracking in their boots. If you notice the amount of space like that has been given in ZANU-PF controlled media, let me just make reference here to the Herald. The number of stories that are specifically targeting it at trashing the MOUs, you can almost tell that the ZANU-PF regime is in panic mode, because, as you know, once they feel threatened, they throw caution to the wind. And you can then judge by the amount of the intensity of the opposition to a concept. Then you realize that they really fear that something big is coming, because the amount of space that has been devoted to trying to rubbish the MOUs in the Herald for today and yesterday is just indicative of the fact that ZANU-PF is in panic mode. And of course, you can't expect President Mugabe to publicly admit that he's scared of a coalition. But I can assure you that in his heart of hearts, if there's one thing that he fears, and that he fears very, very much, it's a coalition. Because he knows that the coming together of opposition parties will strengthen the opposition parties as they face the ZANU-PF regime, and more particularly as they fight for electoral reforms. Because the issue here is we should never ever forget about electoral reforms. The ZANU-PF regime is bent on maintaining an uneven electoral playing field because they know that once the electoral reforms are put in place, then they are history. So we should always appreciate that as we talk about the MOUs, as we talk about the Grand Coalition, let's not ever forget about the electoral reforms, because those are central, those are actually key to having the plebiscite next year being free and fair.
Yeah, I wanted to say, but of course, it's not only ZANU-PF that is criticizing this pact. Even fellow opposition parties are saying no. And one such party is the Renewal Democrats of Zimbabwe, led by, of course, your former Treasurer General Elton Mangoma. And we have the spokesperson, Mr. Pishaye Muchaoraya Gibbs. Mr. Muchaoraya is opposing this pact.
Mm-hmm. So Mr. Muchaoraya, why are you opposing this pact?
We are not necessarily opposing the pact per se, but we are saying we've got two issues regarding that pact. One is by going to a memorandum of understanding, it means it's like moving 10 steps backwards when we've already formed the code, which is Coalition of Democrats, which is a coalition which is in existence. So we can't come from an existing coalition to a memorandum of understanding. It doesn't make any sense. It is not reasonable for any right thing in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. Secondly, we cannot, as RDZ, we also cannot work with those ZANU-PF elements like Joyce Mujuru and Didmus Mudasa. We will not do that.
Mr. Gutu?
That will be shy there.
Can you respond to that?
Yes, I appreciate what Mr. Mshawra has just been stating. I understand. I've talked to his party boss before, to Mgoma Elton, and I appreciate that his stance is, look, they have their accord and they think it's already a coalition. But we are saying here a memorandum of understanding, like I've already indicated, is part of the roadmap towards a grand coalition. Mm-hmm. For now, I'm sure Pishai will be the first one to agree with me that CORD is not an electoral coalition. CORD is just a coalition maybe that was formed by a number of political parties, including Mr. Mangoma's party, to fight, I believe, also for electoral reforms. But I'm not too sure whether it is an electoral pact or an electoral coalition. My understanding of CORD is that it is not an electoral coalition, unless if they have upgraded it, their coalition. But that will be news to me, because I thought all along it was actually a coalition formed specifically as parties were fighting for electoral reforms, just we have NERA, in the same way that we have NERA, which I believe that Mr. Mangoma's party, I think they are also part of NERA. So really, you have parties that are part of both NERA and CORD. And as you know, NERA is specifically for electoral reforms. That's why it's the National Electoral Reform Agenda. So I don't know of any political coalition that has been formed in Zimbabwe by opposition parties as of now, unless if CORD has just been upgraded to a political coalition. Right, I hear Pishai saying, okay, they can't work with Dr. Joyce Mujuru because she's ZANU-PF. We appreciate that. Okay, fine. Everyone has got a history. And if we're going to adopt that with respect, I'll call it a radical or fundamentalist approach to politics, then we're not going to reach anywhere. I'll give the example of Kenya. Everyone who has studied Kenyan history would know that the man who is the president now, President Uhuru Kenyatta, and his Deputy President William Ruto, in 2007, they were actually at the opposite end of the political divide in Kenya. They were sworn political enemies. They were fighting. If you remember the violence that happened in Kenya after the December 2007 election, William Ruto and Uhuru Kenyatta, they were sworn enemies. And right now, what is happening? They have a coalition. Uhuru Kenyatta, president. William Ruto, vice president. So if you are going to approach politics in a way, say, if you have been my enemy before, then I cannot work with you in the future. I don't think that's a
a progressive approach to politics. Politics is a dynamic game, and as they say, there are neither permanent friends nor permanent enemies, but permanent interests. So when you look at it, we are saying, what is our interest? Our interest is to defeat the ZANU-PF dictatorship. And if it means that I have to work with Pichai or Mukoma Elton Mangoma, so be it. We don't necessarily have to be friends. We don't necessarily have to like each other. But if we've got a common interest, why not? Why can't we work together? I mean, that is our approach. And I believe that is a dynamic and progressive approach to modern-day politics.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. We are being told that we are having problems connecting with Mr. Muchaurai, but of course we'll try to call him back. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about attempts by opposition parties to forge an alliance to challenge the 37-year reign of President Robert Mugabe and his Liberation War Party, ZANU-PF. And of course, there are some in the opposition who are saying that they are not going to be part of that alliance. And of course, there's pressure from some Zimbabweans who want the opposition parties to unite. Yet some critics are saying, united or not, it's going to be an uphill task to defeat President Robert Mugabe. Gibbs.
Yes, lemlane zelomlenga kakhulu sibile vela kini khona ngapha uMasibaba Mahle. Okuqala ke singazawubala lapha uvela kuJabu, uJabu Skosana. Uthi yes, siyakubona lokho sokwenziwe ukuthi kulomanyano ozama ukubunjwa. Kodwa umanyano lo uya ngapi? Siyakudinga siyakuswela. Kuzobuya njalo ke omunye obhalileyo uthi uNjabulo Spanda. UNjabulo Spanda yena uthi ye kuhle kakhulu khonoko sokwenzakele. Silethemba lokuthi kuzaphumelela njalo ke kuyakhitshwa ibandla leZANU-PF esikhundleni. Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi abantu babambisane ukwenza ukuthi iZimbabwe ibe lokuthuthuka okumangalisayo. Then sibe sithiwa lomunye ke uthi uNoma. UNoma ke ubhala ngesikhiwa uthi, this is a happy moment for Zimbabwe. This is what we've been looking for. It doesn't matter whoever is going to get any position in this kind of coalition that is being formed. So we are happy that things are happening. So let it be. And then we've got Honey Moyo, says Mr. Mugabe must go because, we are tired of him. So this coalition, I hope, is going to work. And then we've got Simbili, who writes, whatever is going to happen in the next elections, we hope for the best. And this coalition is going to bring a lot of good things to Zimbabwe. Yeah. So what you make on up again? Blessing.
Tombo Zokira kuna vagutu. I'm being told we have another
guest, Dr.
Right? Kuleko Spanda.
Yes.
Maybe let's just talk to him briefly before we go back to Mr. Gutu. Dr. Spanda, good evening. We can hardly hear you. There is feedback on your phone. Dr. Spanda? Let's try to call him back because there's that noise. We can hardly hear him. Let's try to call back Dr. Spanda. Todzokera kwa muri vagutu. Taona iko zvino manyorerana zvibvumirano izvi zvekuedza kuita mushandira pamwe nemapato mairi chete. Tingatarisire kuti mune ramangwana muchanyorerana pasi here nevamwe nekuti mapato acho aripo aya ifararira.
Listen, ndosakandati muchirungu iwork in progress. Pane zvakawanda zviri kuitika zvokuti mazuva mashoma anotevera zvimboshamisa kunzwa zvekuti pari kuitwa mamwe ma MOU nemamwe mapato ezvematongerwo enyika. Asi pari zvino handingatauri hangu kuti nevapi nevapi. Asi kutaura hakusi kumira, kutaura kuri kuenderera mberi, hakuna kutanga nhasi kwakatanga kudhara chaizvo, kwakatanga kare kare. Nanhasi kuri kungoenderera mberi. Toda kuti vateereri vazive chete kuti chiripo, chinangwa chiripo ndechekuti mapato ava nomuonero umwe chete mapato mazhinji. Muonero umwe chete uyu ndowokuti tinofanirwa kuti tiite chirwirangwe. Nokuti chipuka chatiri kurwisa chinonzi ZANU, chipuka chinonetsa pakuti icho chiri kuramba chakatsika madziro, kunyanya nyanya pakuramba kugadzirisa nyaya dzemaelectoral reforms. Saka takaona kuti tikada kurwa tiri mumwe nomwe ari pake oga nzwi redu ariite mutsindo nokuti tietaita rumwe rumwe asi tikabatana torwira chinhu chimwe chete chokuti kana tichirwira nyaya yemaelectoral reforms tikarwa takabatana tiri tose secoalition nzwi redu rinonzwika kupfuura kuti tirwe tiri rumwe norumwe tinoziva kuti kune mapata anopfuura makumi mana more than 40 political parties in Zimbabwe saka tikati imwe neimwe izvirwire ichiti toda mareform nzwi racho harina soita mutsindo zvosiyana nekuti mukaita makawanda makabatana mune chinangwa chimwe chete nzwi renyu rinonzwika munotaura zvine mutsindo ndo chinangwa chiripo ndosaka ndada kuramba ndichitaura kuti ngatisakanganwa kuti nyaya yemaelectoral reform ndo iri pasenda pezvatiri kurwira nokuti tinoziva kuti chero tikabatana but electoral playing field yakaita sezvairi izvi ZANU-PF inobira ZANU-PF inoti kana tasvika kumaelection ichiita zvayajaira zvokuriga saka ngatimbosafa takakanganwa kuti hongu kubatana tinobatana asi chimwe chinhu chikurukuru chatinofanirwa kugara tichiziva pfungwa dzedu ndechekuti ngatirambe tichirwisa kuti pave nemareform before next election.
Gibson, I understand Mr. Muchauraya is back.
Just 1 second. Let me just read one message. Evera Nkululeko Techa Dube, he writes, I felt sold out in 2008 by Welshman Ngobe. There was no need to support Simba Makoni or Arthur Mutambara. Sometimes the end justifies the means. Mr. Ngobe should have known better, and Mr. Mugabe should be history by now. Kungasena ningiyabonga kakhulu ngesinqumo lesisilisithethe. Umnumzana Tsvangirai kumele abe yilo nguye u-presidential candidate. Kodwa kwenziwe enye i-government of national unity ngemva kokhetho. So this guy is saying, let's have a government of national unity after the elections. Maybe if these guys win, you know. So let me come back to you, Mr.
Muchauraya.
So at the end of the day, if you guys are actually resisting this kind of coalition, you know, maybe let me say this work towards a coalition, what else are you going to do? Who's going to vote for you?
A lot of Zimbabweans are going to vote for us. We've moved throughout the country and the support is overwhelming. A lot of people are saying they cannot forget what Joyce Mujuru has done with her colleagues in ZANU-PF. So with the level of support that we have, we are confident of a victory.
But before you proceed, there's a problem here. We have seen that some of these, let me call them small parties, if they go into these elections, somebody gets 47 votes. And that's the trend, you know, 47 votes, 78 votes, and ZANU-PF gets about 10,000 votes. And you guys, you still insist that you are going to win. I think maybe let's face the truth here. You are not going to win, maybe. Let's face it.
No. We are going to win. We are making inroads, and we have got a plan of winning this election of 2018. We are not reading too much into the outcome of the by elections, but we're the main thrust for participating in those by elections is to see how ZANU-PF rigs, is to see how we are going to win the next elections. We don't want to play into the hands of ZANU-PF by actually showing them our true identity in terms of strength.
Thank you. Please do stay on the line. I think we have a few minutes with Mr. Gutu, but let's introduce Ms. Rita Ndlovu, National Organizing Secretary of the MDC, led by Professor Washman Ngube. Ms. Ndlovu, good evening.
Good evening to you, Gibbs.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, you can...
Yeah. So, ngasikhangela lapha ke siyabona selizama ukuthi kube lomanyana othize. Kuto kulabanya abantu angani bakhonona kulabanye njalo abathi kuhle kakhulu selikwenzile akusiqephunele mbijana ukuthi uphongusiqephunela nje usitshela ukuthi okuphakathi kwampana kugwalo lwe MOU kuyini
yeah
into ekhathekileyo ukubambana kwabantu bebonisana into eyodwa eshupha uNkulunkulu. Ngingakakutsheli ukuthi kumele kukhona khona phandle, ngizakutshela ngokuthi mina vele i-professional organizing sector webandla ngisebenza nabantu, abantu kuphansi bathi kumele abantu babambane basebenze bendawonye. So laba abakhononayo bakhonona besenza okwabo, bangakwazi ukuthi bakhonona ngani ngoba abantu abaningi abayibo abahlupheka, abayibo abavota yibo abathi asikwenze khona lokhu, so sesikwenzile khona lokhu. Ngibe sembuya ukuthi okumumethele ugwalo ukuthi kuyini ugwalo lumumethe ukuthi sivumelana ukuthi sizabambisana sisebenze ndawonye ekhethweni olulandelayo. Okwakhathesi sivumelana ukuthi sizasebenza ndawonye sibambisana endabeni zethu, yikho kukhona ku-MOU.
Akutsho ukuthi ozaba ngumongameli mbani oyangena khona?
Hayi, lokho ngasonto ephongukhulunywa khonapho. Into liyaqala livumelana ukuthi siyavumelana ukuthi sizasebenza ndawonye, lingaqeda khonokho ukuvumelana selizaqalisa ukuthi likhulume ngokuthi kuyini elifuna ukuthi kwenzakale.
Hayi, bamba khonapho-ke ungayikhatshana Ntombi Ndala. So what Ms. Rita Ndlovu is saying is that, you know, the grassroots, many people down there are saying, please, get together and fight one fight, you know, so that maybe they may remove Zanu-PF from power. So she says not a lot has been agreed, including the presidential kind of candidate that they're going to field, and all those other nitty-gritties not yet finalized, but some kind of work in progress. So she's really happy about the whole thing.
Let's go to Mr. Gutu. Mr. Gutu, of course, we had a prior engagement, and the contract we signed was only for 10 minutes. But we've
given
gone for
more than 10 minutes already.
So maybe we are in injury time.
Oh, yes, injury time.
Or some referees do. They'll be lifting this sign instead of 3 minutes. They'll be like, until Barcelona scores. So the match will go on and on and on. Mr. Good, some analysts are saying that the problem with Zimbabwean politicians is this propensity to split to an extent that they say if you put three Zimbabwean politicians in one room, ask them to form an alliance, if you come back after 2 days, they would have formed five political parties and two non-governmental organizations. You are seeing that there's resistance. And we also understand from our sources that even within your party, even in Mr. Ncube's party, and even in Dr. Mujuru's party, there are already divisions. Some party members are not happy with this coalition. Are we not likely to see the formation of other parties from this attempt to forge an alliance?
Not necessarily, Blessing, because, of course, you know that it's a pity that I think the history of politics in Zimbabwe has been such that there's been a plethora of political parties being formed. That's true, which is unfortunate. But I think that if you look at the MOUs, they, like I said, they are actually introductory measures towards the formation of a proper coalition. So, as you know, in any organization, even in a family, you always appreciate that on any issue, sometimes it's not sometimes, but more often than not, it's difficult to get 100% unanimity on anything. Even if you go home and you say, someone says, okay, what are we going to have for dinner? Are we going to have sadza or are we going to have rice? You find that some family members would say, to order sadza, and some would say, I want to order rice. So it's very rare that you'd find everyone saying, oh, we want sadza all the time. So the same happens in any organization, including political parties. What my point is, it's almost impossible to have 100% unanimity on anything in any organization, in a family, in a church, in business, anywhere you go. But what you have to look at is the interest of the majority. That's why we always talk about what do the majority of the people want. So if the majority says, let's go this way, we go that way. Even if there could be some dissenting voices, but we should be guided by the interests of the majority. So for now, I believe that the overwhelming majority of party members across the various political parties are actually for these for a grand coalition. Of course, you will find dissenting voices in all political parties. That is normal and that is expected. But we should go by what the majority want. Because like they say, the majority is never wrong. Mm-hmm. And this is why we have democracy, where we say that a majority should rule. And the minority, if it's there, then it becomes the opposition. But the majority voice at the end of the day. So let's go by what the majority says.
I think on that note, we can say...
I can put one question?
Maybe... Gibbs wants to pose one question before
just
we
one question.
Go.
You can say yes or no. We are told that Mr. Mokhen Tsvangirai will be filtered as the presidential candidate for this kind of coalition. That's none.
No. I do not want really to preempt the discussions that are happening. So it would be very, I think, unstrategic for me to answer that question to say yes or no. But like I said, this is work in progress. Let's see what happens in the fullness of time, Gibbs. In the fullness of time, it will be emerging who the presidential candidate is going to be.
So it's a half yes. Okay, cheers. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gutu. That there was Mr. Obed Gutu, MDCT spokesperson. Unfortunately, had a prior engagement. Tinemterere wedu weku tanga va muka magadi. Aiwa isu tirinani tipe pfungwa dzenyu pa zvirikuda kuedzwa kuita nevanopikisa zvekuumba mbatanidzwa.
Zvinoda kuitwa nevanopikisa zvekuda kuvaka mbatanidzwa. Zvinhu zvakanaka chaizvo. Ndinozvitenda ini, asi ndinoona divirana vamuchaura era mapisha emuchaura yai. Rinotofisa. Nekuti moziva ZANU-PF haisiri nokuopposition iriko ndozvavafanira kuziva inongomiravo yakapekerera asi ichisapota ZANU-PF ndozviri kuitika vanhu tose vomuZimbabwe takakura tichiziva kuti vamwe vari kuzando vamwe ndeve ZANU-PF vamwe ndevekuzapu vamwe ndivo kuzanu ndonga ndivo zvataiziva tose ndokwatakabva tichienda sendaka ndiri kuzanu PF ndokwandakakurira ndikabva ndikaendavo divi randinoda saka izvo kuti mai mujuru vakanga vari kuzanu PF vakanga vari kuzanu PF asi vakasiya zvakakosha kuti tive navo nekuti vanotipawo mamwe mastrategy anoitwa nezanu PF aiitwa nezanu PF avaiziva zvakakosha kuti zvimire saizvozvo uye zvechinhu chakakosha nechokuti isu tinoda kuti mitemo yose constitution yezimbabwe inyatsokugadziriswa zvakanaka kwete zvairi kuitwa zvekuti vanotarisa zvinogona kuita kuti ivo vezanu PF vamire zvakanaka ndozvokugadzirisa zvimwe zvegutsa zvizhinji izvi havanei nazvo ndozvatisingadi ngavaibatane vanopikisa ava vorwisa ZANU PF kusvika yabuda zvakafanana nekuti 2013 and 14 season umwe haana kukohwa 2014 and 15 haana kukohwa iye zvino vakadana vakadzi vake kubva kuzimbabwe vakavuya navo kuno vakati 2016 and 17 hakuna chiri kwandirimi akauya kuno mvura ndobva yanaya zvokurevesa chaizvo vanhu ndobva vakohwa iye ari kuno nemhuri yake vakatorinda kumapuraziso havana ndozvakafanana nezvezvi zvatiri kuita maopposition ngavabatane vasaora mwoyo ngaravende vakashinga zanu ichabva chete iyo zanu PF kusvika ivinde pairi ipapo vakabatana nenazapu vachirwisana nevavengi kusvika vabude vakunda ndozvinongofanira kuita maopposition izvo havafani kudzokera sure
ngavaraimbe
chaicho chaiko
mirai timboti vamuchauraya vapindure ipapo vamuchauraya muri kunzwa zvotaurwa navamhuka izvo vamuchauraya muripo iri parona
yes zviri kutaurwa ndevamhuka zvino make a lot of sense but ndinoda kuti vazive kuti mubatanidzwa takatogadzira kare mubatanidzwa unonzi coalition code vatsvangirai navamujuru vakaramba vari kunze kwe this coalition. Nasi ndio pava kuita this thing yavari kuti MOU. Ine makondenza asiri kunyatso zikanwa manzu pachero vaguto havasi kuziva kuti iyo MOU yacho makondenza acho akamira sei ndosaka vachiti it's work in progress. Saka atikwanisi kuti titi mubatanidzwa katogadzira kare tobva taita undermine that. Ndozva zvinoreva kuti toita mubatanidzwa code tobva taita tawita undermine by means of this MOU. I think we need to understand this. Mm-hmm. We can't undermine the progress that we've already made. We've gone into those things.
Eh, vava muka. Mungade kupindura kana kutaura rinyire kupedzisira titore vamwe vatereri.
Yana vamuchaura yai ndikada kuitarisa kubva pavakabva kuna vabiti vachimanya uku vakabva zvechisimba simba zvokuda kuhwa kuti vanoda kutora chigaro. Ndobva vamanya vakafuma yavo renewal kuti vasati vapedzerana vachiri kutaurana nemamwe maparties vachiri kutaurana kuti toda kuti tiite mubatanidzwa vakamanya zvakaitavakuita inonzi koti vamanya vadova kutungamira mberi vavakuda navo mapato ane vanhu kuti huyai mutijoine. Zvinova zvokuti titsotsi chana vamuchauraya hazvina kumbonaka izvozvo zvokuti munoda kudzosera vanhu sure. Itaurira nayo moenda step by step kwete zvokuti munojamba kubva paladha munobva pamusorosoro muchiowira pasi munoburuka step 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 kusvika masvika pasi kamuchikwira mukwira step step kusvika masvika pamusoro kwete zvana vamuchaura zvokuti vanouruka kuda kuti vanoda kuvhiringidza vana vamuchauraya ndo zviripo zvandakaona.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamhuka nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Zvakanaka. Vamhuka vanofanira kuziva kuti code yaisainirwa mapublic places vanhu vachibvunzwa vanhu vachinzwa document racho tichiita misangano kwete zvichihwande hwande zvokunzwa kuti nhasi kuri kutosainwa chakati nhasi kuri kusainwa nanhingi mangwana kuri kutosainwa nanhingi. Izvozvi tinoziva kuti code itori neleadership inozikanwa kuti ine rotational leadership zvinhu zvinotozikanwa but muMOU mukuti uzoziva kuti mukuru weMOU ndiani hapana anonoziva chinongozikanwa chete ivenyu nemasignatories.
Tinoteda zvikuru. Gibbs, let's bring in Ms. Ndlovu and then we go to the next call.
Siye kunkosazana Ndlovu uyazwela lapha abantu bayakhuluma Ntombendala. Bakhuluma abanye bakusola umchawurayo wamuzwa uti lokhu okwenziwayo ngani kakuthande kangako. So ke akukhulume sibili ufake sobala ukuthi pho njengoba kulabanye abantu abangani abakuthande kangako lokhu okwenzakalayo liza kwenza njani ukuthi abantu begcina bengena ebhaskitini yeni le?
Ngiyakuzwa sibili Gipsi, kodwa umchawura ukhuluma into engayisiyo. Ngoba nxa ulandelela indaba eziphuma eZimbabwe lapha upresident wakhe uTendayibiti kumbe uManguma akakwazi ukuthi ukuyiphi iphathi uTendayibiti uhambe uke wakhuluma ngaphambilini wathi yena umuntu omela athungamelele kucoalition ngoba uMogeni uTsvangirai. Kube kanti ku-MU yona leyo ungumuntu owahamba esikolo i-MOU ayisikho ukuthi abantu babe bevumelane ukuthi mbani ozaba ngupresident. Babe bevumelane ukuthi sizasebenza ndawonye. Bebavumelana ukuthi sizasebenza ndawonye sebeza kwenza kauthi ekusebenzeni kwethu ndawonye sizayenza lokhu nalokhu nalokhu. So lokhu akukhulumayo ukhuluma into engayisiyo ayaziyo futhi mhlophe azama ukuyiphikisa kodwa ingaphikiseki. Njengathi thina abanye saqalisa ibandla le-MDC siqalisa lelo bandla labantu lokho befisa ukuthi ngabani siyabuyela kuwona lona umumo okhona ngo-1999 umumo wenza wonke umuntu wavota khathesi kunje abantu silabantu thina abangavotiwe ikakhulu uhlangothi loleleleyo emathebelelendi abantu kabasayi kuvota ngendaba zokuthi ziningi izinto abazisolayo ukuthi amabandla indaba amabandla lokhu eshephunana yethi bona balani balo hlupho. So abantu bathi besizwa ngale into eyenzakalayo abantu bonke mina engihlangana labo but kona it's a right step in the right direction in a lane's way. Ngoba kuzenza wonke umuntu abe nentshukuntshu yokuthi ukuthi ngiyovota ngoba uyabe kwazi ukuthi uvotelani ibandla elilodwa. Kolokho ukuthi elizweni libe namaphathi angu-17 opposition, njalo uhulumende thina esilwa layo uhulumende lwalo lezi strategy zokuthi vele.
So what you are saying is that people like Mr. Mchaure, they are dancing out of tune. He says, you know, this is the appropriate time to actually go for such kind of an alliance. And he says that, you know, people have been demanding this kind of arrangement for a long time. And since the formation of the MTC, people have been wanting to go this direction. And we went on to say that there are some people in Matabeleland who are no longer voting because of the, you know, silliness of the opposition parties, that they always want to go it alone. Like what I said when I was talking to Mr. Mchaura, there's a general trend. Some opposition parties get about 75 votes, you know, in important elections. So maybe she's saying something that is qualitative.
Regai titore mwe mtereri, mkoma Donald Magadini.
Ndiripo mkoma Blessing Magasimbere.
Aiwa, tirina, ntipio kukwazi.
Anya pila, Magadi.
Dofara chaifu.
Abo, niso na nistarifu.
Mkoma Donald, nyari mdaru mainzi kwa ndi kuti vano pikisa vavaidze kuita chirwirangwe. Munoona sei?
Ya ndona sokuti zvangu idano rakanaka ravatora ma opposition parties kuti vabatane but chatinongoda ndiche kuti tisakwira bhazi rakaponja kare mukutaurirana kwavanenge vachiita mungavanyadzo kujekeserana pakutanga ndezvati iri ibridge yavo vakairi kutanga hwaro foundation saka mukuzotaurirana kwatanga vagare vabudirana pachena kuti tichazozvifambisa sei kumberi nokuti hachatingazoti ndeche kuti vanozoita imwe split tafunga kuti tafamba nhanho nhina mberi tozodzokera dzakanyanya kuwanda kumashure ndezvatisingazodi nokuti ndozvati panogona kuita mutauro ende hafa mhunya yakuwandisa paengagement yavo ngavaite mapati mashoma bozi akawandisa navamwe vanhu mapati asina kana nevanhu ka panozokonzera mutauro pamberi apa vamwe vava kuti ha izvi hatichazodi zokonzera noizi ende mozati kana zvinhu zvakakonzera noizi zvatovadzi kuti tichisvika ndopamozoona zano yewiki zanu pefi yachitonga futi ndozvatisingadi ngavanyatsokuita vana vaguti hatozava tinovatemba chaizvo vana vaguti kuti kana varimo imomo asi ngavangogara vabvumirana paku ronga kwavo kwavari kuita ikoko tazokonzera mutauro tavatowadzi kuti tava kusvika pa ndopamoramba muchiona yewiki va ichingoramba ichitonga nenge itora machanzis iwayo nokuti mukati mamapati mo mune vamwe maagenzi avo futi usakangamwe izvezvo izanu iyo inenge ichotuma vamwe vanhu mukati imomo mumapati ari kuta mubatanidzwa kana tatowadzi mongona mumwe munhu wobvonyongora watakakuramba zvimwe zvinhu maakutanga kuwaze noizi takuzokera kumashure saka tachingokumbira kuti
tinotenda zvikuru kumadonald
zvaite zvinhu vakachenjera izvo zvokuti chakambotati vanhu vambopikisana kumashure kuchii ngavachigadzirise
tinotenda zvikuru kumadonald
akangogara achingovako saka vazogadzirisa here nhasi kuti hapachizorina kumwe kupokana nokuti mukatisa mapati ose avatanawo akanga achingova pati 1 mukasitarisa taraguyanaijuu zvaiyanga iri zanu asi chii chakamboita kuti vambopatsanirwana kare chazogadziriswa here zvekuti hazvizokonzeri mumwe mutauro mberi.
Tinotenda mukoma Donald Regai Titore vamwe vateereri, asi tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Mugotitsvakirawo mukoma Chafa kumhondoroko, ndo vamwe muteereri wedu, handichazivi kuti zvakafamba sei.
Aiwa, tinovatsvaga tonzwa kuti vari kuti kudii.
Oraiti mukoma.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Mukoma Donald Mutsigiri mukuru wechirongwa chedu cheLive Talk Gibbs.
Nomnumzana ke Elliot Ncube lapha eCingwane useZimbabwe. Baba Ncube uchona njani?
Ntonile uchona njani kwa?
Hayi nyachona kuhle sibili singazi wena khona ngapha.
Tikancanda elihle.
Ye, sizwile sibili ukuthi sokulotshelwane isivumelwano lapho Ncube Welshman kuzobuya uMorgan Tsvangirai sokuzobuya nonkosikazi uMjuru, unkosikazi uMjuru. So ke akutsho ukuthi wena ukubona njani khonokho?
Lapha kumele ukuthi siunanzelele ukuthi isibanga esesikuso isibanga esiqansileyo kakhulu sikhangele njalo ukuthi sisuka emva le emveni kwethu sisukela khonale kubo ndabaningi wonkomo wobudodi burongo kuze kuyofika isibanga sokuthi sibe naye umkhokheli esilaye kathesi umgaki singabali undabani kathesi sesize sifika esibangeni sokuthi sithi thina lo Joyce Mjuru ose siqoqa ukuthi sihlangane sibe ngabantu abaza sikhelele ibandla oselithiye kathesi yathi nini okungenza ngikhulume ngakho ngithi uJoyce Mjuru ngikhangela ukuthi khona ubani akuna muntu esingambeza sithi thina ulo okumele kuthiwe ngoqophe lokhu ngoba akekho okuthiwa uzamela abe ngokuqala kumbe abe ngokugcina okuphakathekileyo ukuthi khona sivumenini ukuthi umanyano wabantu kawube khona sikhuphelela ibandla elikhona okuphicipici lobo ungabe ukhona ukuthi ngangubani asinandaba nakho ngibuyele-ke njalo kakhulu kulo umunye uThwangirayi ngibakhangela bonke nje isibaya sinye uThwangirayi ngiyamkhumbula mina engukhokheli khona ngale ngakuzana njengoba esinye isikhulumise sikhuluma ngokuthi uvesileni ukwenza kwakhe ngokuthi isikhathini esiningi ngabe emathebelele ndikuphatha something esinxa ukuthi uqala ulutho kumele kube ngolandelayo kasi yekele nini khona lokho sibambaneni sonke sikhelele lentelibandla elikhona siyekelele ngeke kokeli eyabe ikhona ngapha ite yaba phakathi kwabo lapha kathi sibe ngu-50 kuba kwesibanga esingakwani unyaka sesilama-50 political parties afonwe ngabantu abadinga ukuthi bona bathi bona bangabaqali ukuthi basifundile ukuthi
kuyini
ngoba yi-polar politics le
qedisa 10 seconds
kuthiwa kuyabanjwana ngezandla ngasibabili
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Ncube
uyazama ukubeka kube sobala kakhulu
Le phone yakho sikiliza Ncube sasikuzwile le phone sikiliza baba
Yes,
siyabonga Ncube baba ukuthi ifoni yenu singani sikiliza so asalizwa kuhle. Yes, ifoni ingani bisikiliza baba ngiyakunika 10 seconds sibili tuqede sikhulumile sibili kwesikhathi eside just 10 seconds bokuvala kulapha 10 seconds kuphela.
Ngiyathumela kakhulu umbiko wami ngiyacela kakhulu ukuthi ngaba siyazwelana sizame ukuthi simanyane nje sivumelaneni sonke ukuthi sibambane sikhuphe lokho siza kuthi siyobanga ubukhokheli lobu phambili.
Hawu usuqedile usufakele isando sibili siyabonga Ncube baba.
Siyabonga.
Usibongile kakhulu so all right Mr. Ncube was saying is that unity he says is very critical and very important to have that kind of unity. And he says, you know, there is this myth that, you know, there are some people from Matabeleland who always sell out. You know, he says, selling out to who? Because at the end of the day, he says, Welshman Ncube is not a sellout, like what some people are claiming. Mm-hmm. And he says, you know, let people do what is right this time around.
Regai tiende kunemwe muterere, tina mkoma John. Magadi mkoma John.
Koma blessing, magadi.
Aiwa, tiripo edu, tipeo pfungwa dzenyu.
Pfungwa dzangu inini dziripo kuona sekuti kosei ivo vanhu ava vachiramba vachingoda kuramba vachingoenda mberi vachidaro ko kana vabuda kana vabuda nyange vari mupati mavo vanhu vakabva kudhara vachingoita zvavaiita izvozvo vachitonga vane vamwe vavo vozoda nhasi kuramba vachingoenda kana vapedzavo havadi kuzorora wai vasingadi kuzorora dei vazorora vakareta vamwe chimwe zvosa ndinoona ndechekuti iyo MDC pachayo ndinoona sekuti ipati yakasimba ipati yavanhu ndiyo pati yakamirira munhu wese avo vari vachiri kuzvitevera handiti maona sezvese vamwe takabvira kure takaona kuti hai izibheta tingotarisa zvokutarisana maziso asi kupinda muchirongwa tinopindawo hedu tichida kupa pfungwa ndaona sekuti ni MDC pacho zvayo iyi yanga isingafaniri kuremerwa nokuti ndoona kuti ingatozvikanganisa kuvanhu vakawanda nokuti ndoona kuti vanhu vari kutovhiringika nayo isagamuchira zvimwe ipati yakasimba zvokuti munhu wese ndiri kuona sekuti ari kuteera MDC yacho ya Morgan Tsvangirai saka zvayava kutoita izvi kwatova kutoreva kutoti yava iyo ino ivo vakuru vacho vanofunga zvokuti kuda dzimwe nhambo kana vakabatana nevamwe vaakutozvikanganisa zvokuti havana pavanoenda plus ZANU-PF mungaidini hakuna zvandinoona zvokuti zvinoitika paizvozvo handiti munoona kwai Belgium yakabuda ichi iBelgium yakaregera yaifanirwa kuti iuye kuzoidini kuzoita wo zvinoida kuitwa nechina
nenyaya
saka zvinongopedzisira zvaenda kunani kunanani kuvhunana ari Beni Manase zviya ndozvinhu zvazvinokwazvongopedzisira zvaenda ikoko kaze handisi kumbovona chikonzero chokuti MDC yaremerwa nei dei yangozvimirira iri iyo nevanhu vayo kana zvichikona zvinokona because vanozviziva apa zvototaridza kuti zvese zviri kuzoitwa izvia ZANU-PF inongobuda nyange ikavhoterwa navanhu vatatu ichangohwina handiti maona
ndomaona angu inini tinotenda zvikuru mukoma John
dei vamira vari vega izvozvo but blessing tikonyinza ndiri kudawo ndechekudai muna maprograms akawanda isusu vamwe takabva nestudio 7 ichitanga ende takamboirohwegwa kuiteerera chaiko chaiko saka kazhinji tinofona tinozama kubva pachitanga dzinambofoni inodero sometimes mari inombopera ndakambopindurwa nomwanzi muri kusvika ndokuisa kuna mavelas hakuendesi ikoko inde ndakangobata foni kusvikira ndapepererwa
neairtime
saka hatina vanhu vanochirongwa chaio chaizvo pane zvimwe zvinotidarika zvimwe zvacho tichitoziva takatarisana maziso but itongeva zvitaurwa napadivi
aiwa mukoma John next time tichaedza kuti tikufonere nekuti dzimwe nguva nhare dzacho dzinenge dzichiti netsei sanhasi matoita mhanza nekuti mafoni acho kuti tikufunda anenge
achinetsa because yaigamuchirwa foni zuro yakagamuchirwa daruviri kana rutatu but ndandisinganzwanina
aiwa musaore mwoyo tinofara zvikuru kana muchititsigira
handiori hangu but varipo pandinozoora pakuti dzimwe nhambo zvimwe zvinhu zvinenge zviri so important ndoona sekuti imi munoitawo sekuti munongotsvaka vanhu vamunongotaura navo ndivavo kuti maanalysts vanani vanani ivovai tsvagai vanhu chaivo vamwe vari
aiwa tinotenda tinongosanganisa maanalysts tichidyawo zvinenge zvichifungwawo nevamwe vanhu tichingodaro
tiri maanalystiwo nyange izvo
aiwa hapana chakaipa tichaedza kukufonderai mukoma John tombotaura
zvakanakai chero vandifonera masikati zvako chero paunenge wangondifonera
aiwa hapana chakaipa
zvimwe zvandendisidawo kuti ndidini ndiitaridze
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru that's John there. One of our listeners is saying at one time he was even beaten up for listening to Studio 7, but he has never stopped. But his complaint is that, sometimes he tries to get in touch with us and he does not get any response. Sometimes the phones are a problem or, the volume is just too much. But, of course, we'll try to reach out to all the callers. Sometimes, of course, it can be very difficult. But he is thinking that the MDC can go it alone. It has no problems at all. That's his view. Maybe let's go to
Umamandlovu. So before I go there, Apostle Midian Dube, we need a grand coalition to achieve change in 2018. But we need to ensure a change in ZEC and the electoral process. I think overall people are talking about ZEC and Nikuv and all those kind of things. So Ngibuyekuwe ke Ntombendala ukona Nkosazana Ndlovu. Uyangizwa mama? Nkosazana Ndlovu uyangizwa?
Mr. Mshaura? Okay, unfortunately, there is a problem with that line. We'll try to get back to Ms. Lovu. Mr. Mjaura? Mr. Mjaura?
Yes, Ndakaterera.
Okay. Now, Mr. Mjaura, what is happening? Because you are insisting that, you know, there is already code, so there is no need to form a coalition. So are we likely to see one coalition involving Mujuru, Tsvangirai, Ncube, and whoever joins them, and another one featuring, of course, Mr. Mangoma, and then fighting ZANU-PF, like three presidential candidates? Is that what you are planning to do, since you are saying you cannot work with the likes of Mai Mujuru?
Yes, certainly we cannot work with the likes of Mai Mujuru, because the idea is not to remove ZANU-PF for the sake of removing ZANU-PF. We are trying to do away with the ZANU-PF system. Mm-hmm. If we replace ZANU-PF by ZANU-PF elements, it means we are not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. So as RDZ, we are saying no to that. That's why we are saying those with the blood on their hands cannot be part of this system or cannot be part of this equation. Those who are responsible for the demise of our country cannot be part of the solution. That is the RDZ position. If they want, they can be on the sidelines of the whole thing, and they will stand trial for that, for their role during the Kukurahunde and all these other atrocities they committed.
Mm-hmm. But are you not falling in the same trap like we saw in Gambia, for example, when obviously Jammeh was on his way out and the opposition started saying we are going to arrest him and try him for war crimes, and the country nearly degenerated into a civil war, yet ECO has not intervened?
Yeah, we have got mechanisms of trying to stop that, but we are going to arrest all those who committed some crimes against humanity, those who were looting diamonds in Marange, those who killed people during Kukurahunde, the likes of Joyce Mujuru, the likes of
Mr. Mchaura. Mr.
Mchaura. We are going to try those people.
Mr. Mchaura.
Those people must be sent to
trial. Mr. Mchaura, I think these are just allegations, so it's good to say who are alleged to have, because you know, we are not a court of law, so we can't say so and so did this. It's just an allegation, and let's put it like that.
Yeah, I know you're trying to maintain a clean record, but anyway.
No. I mean, that is basic. That is basic journalism.
We know who are killing people.
Yes, you might know, of course, but even if, you know, I'm to murder someone, until I stand trial.
Who was the commander of the Zimbabwe National Army during Kukurahunde?
Yeah, of course.
You know that person. It is in the public domain. We can't run away from that.
Yes, Mr. Mchaura.
Number two in ZANU-PF when 400 MBC supporters were killed in 2008. That person was Joyce Mujuru.
Okay, Mr.
So
Mchaura.
She can't be saying today.
Mr. Mchaura, that's for the courts to decide. We are not even a kangaroo court. But anyway, let's go to Boram Sango. Unfortunately, Mkoma Boram Sango Muribo. Ndiye abaita mutereri wedu kupedzisira nhare yacho inenge yati netsei, but of course we want to end it here. We want to thank Mr. Pishaya Mchaura, spokesperson Renewal Democrats of Zimbabwe, Mr. Obed Gutu, spokesperson MDCT, and also Ms. Rita Ndlovu, National Organizing Secretary of the MDC led by Professor Wash Mengube. Thank you to our callers, our viewers, our listeners, and those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube saying good night, bye-bye.